Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Hess.
Hey.
Carl Hess.
What's up, buddy?
So good to be here.
I am so excited to talk about the dumb exploits of dumb people with you.
I'm so ready to hear about these dumb exploits.
Because we believe that the world is getting dumber.
It feels like it is.
Right?
I mean, if
you go out on, when you go out into the world, you do a great podcast about sort of chefs and, mm-hmm. and food. It's a foodie comedy podcast,
sure.
if you will, yelling about pate.
That is what it's called.
Phenomenal. You've done like a handful of 50 episodes
already.
Yeah,
we're on 52 right now. So.
Nice.
Wow. We don't have a group intro like that, though. All you guys doing that, I was like, wow,
yelling.
I need to step up the intro.
About
yeah.
pate!
It could work. That
or
could
it's
work.
All whispering.
Pate!
I think that would be great. But I wonder, I'm sure that the chefs you talk to, and I'd be really interested to hear, and I would love to get your take on it, is like, have the clientele gotten dumber or shittier or worse to like
or
deal
more
with?
Demanding? Yeah, or like taking pictures of the food.
We actually talk about this a lot because a thing that's happened in the last 5 to 10 years is the advent of open kitchens.
Oh yeah.
So back in the day, chefs weren't really exposed to the clientele, and
right.
now every cool hip restaurant, for the most part, has
you want
an
a
open,
table. Yeah, you want yeah. a table, or even like
right.
the
chef's counter.
That's right.
You're right there. So like. It's only been a recently modern development that you can interact with the chef. And every chef will have some story about someone who's like sitting there at the
just
chef
a
counter.
Dipshit.
And just like, for the most part, people are cool. Like, you know.
For the most part,
you want to think that. But like, every chef has a fucking horror story where it's like, they're just like, why are you talking to me?
Stop.
Like, I'm at work right now.
Stop.
Like, what are you?
Stop this line of questioning.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable. I'm chopping mm-hmm. radicchio
sure. I'm
right
over
now.
Here, you know, I'm over here like doing matchsticks with this onion.
Uh-huh.
Like, you stand back.
Allow me to.
Well, that's also like.
Introduce myself.
We talked about this, that like when someone orders a Caesar salad and they make it by the table, that's
right.
supposed to like elevate the experience.
Sure.
It's like, no, I already feel bad that you're working for me. Like, I don't necessarily want to know.
Just eye contact.
Just
the
bring
whole
it
time.
Out. Arms folded.
No,
like,
see, I'm the opposite. I want to lock eyes with the man
yeah.
who's making that dressing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's fresh.
What
it's
are you
very
doing?
Fresh.
You mouth the words, I want to fuck you.
I want
that's
that
so
inside of me.
I want to get that in Caesar inside
I think,
of me.
I think another aspect that's a more recent development is all this food allergy stuff. So you'll have people asking, like, if something's gluten-free that
yeah.
would, like, never contain... Like, is there gluten in this corn? It's like, you don't know how gluten works,
clearly. That is not gluten.
You need to do some research on this topic.
Gluten is not in corn. I love it. So, yelling about pate, that is the podcast. I want everyone to check that out. But now we have...
A story
sent to us, and we got to get into it, and it's your mini of the day, and we hope this sends you into the weekend in a great way. But, Daniel, what do we got?
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to read you the headline. First of all, let me say it was sent in by Justin Roth at Joth11.
So good.
Sends in a lot of great
so
stories.
Many stories. Thank
Thanks,
you, Joth.
Buddy. I appreciate it.
Joth11 does sound like a Star Wars character that they tested
right.
and then they said no.
He didn't go. People didn't like him.
People
they're
aren't
like,
ready
for this.
Is he a monster or is he a planet?
Right. And that's what I feel like,
right.
too. I, felt,
like
I got that planet vibe as well. Yeah, maybe that's why.
Joth11 could be one of the moons of
Hoth.
Jay, we're in sync. I was thinking moon, too.
Thanks, brother.
Right. Joth11.
There's a space station on Joth11. We'll be there and we'll reload.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Joth11's probably his gamer tag.
I'm sure.
Joth11 is like where you like come out of like hyperspace.
Right. Set it down on Joth11. We got to refuel.
Set it down.
Okay, ready for this?
Yes.
Sure. Thank you, Justin, because you hashtagged dumppeopletown at Daniel Van Kirk.
The way to do it.
Pro. If you're the first one to send it in, you get named
right.
on
pro
this
shit.
Thing.
And if
pro.
You're ever and if I ever get it wrong, I'm just a man doing his best job.
Right. Do you want a Star Wars riff on your name? You better tag it up.
Here we go.
Tag it up.
Here's the headline. Woman spends, quote, quite some time.
Oh, so not a lot of time?
Quite some time.
So, but I know it's in quotes, so what are we saying?
I know.
I love that, like...
I think the headline is saying that's a quote from the article.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Direct quote.
Woman spends quite some time fiddling with rear end.
What?
Now, to me, I hope that is means she literally played Devil Went Down to Georgia on her ass.
There you go. Or maybe this is the sequel to Fiddler on the Roof. Fiddler in the Ass.
Fiddler.
If I was a rich...
I think they were making
that
premiere of The Deuce.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Just Enough Time. You don't know how long it takes down there.
Just Enough Time is one of my favorite bands. Okay.
That to me sounds like a... Not a 311 song, no, but a Third Eye Blind album.
Just Enough Time?
Third Eye Blind album. Like,
I thought you said one? It's actually pretty good. Just Enough Time?
You heard Just Enough Time? It's on the cover. If they're like, trying to fiddle with this ass, my friend.
I'd listen to that song, too.
Take time to play with my behind you're living in.
You know what I thought you said was Third Eye Blind app. And I was like,
right. Yeah, everybody the app that everybody has. The one we're all
Third
familiar
Blind
with.
Third Eye Blind should make an app just so people can ironically. Everyone in Silver Lake would ironically have it on their phone.
Do you have the Third Eye Blind app?
Yeah, I got the Smash Mouth app. It's great.
Really?
I open it every morning.
Somebody!
Yeah, exactly. No,
that's
don't
your alarm.
Do that to that,
so your phone rings. Your phone rings and you get that?
You would wake
somebody.
Up.
Just that.
Get it off.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Fucking up.
We're going to get tweets from people being like, that's in my head all day now.
Sorry.
Sorry. It's that good.
Okay. Also, we got another Greenlee.
Now, okay. So explain to Carl who Greenlee is. So Phil Greenlee is
a reporter for the TC Palm in Florida.
He's on the Dumb People beat.
His name is Will Greenlee.
Will Greenlee.
Right.
And he likes to, and as you will see, Carl, he likes to insert
his
literary style onto the world of Dumb People. Yeah.
He's a prose stylist.
He's the Ernest Hemingway
of
dumbness.
Like Off the Beat with Greenlee or something like that, and he just does bad news stories from Florida.
This guy's a gold mine for you guys.
It's a Greenlee, as Patton Oswalt said. It's a Greenlee. You know it's a Greenlee. It's a Greenlee.
They write themselves. This takes place in Indian Town. Which does not feel appropriate to say.
Hey, you go into Indian Town?
Yeah.
No, it's pronounced Indian Town. That's like an old-timey town where you can get like that 1800s picture of your family.
Right, exactly. Your head through a little board that's painted like
a
racist, savage caricature.
Yeah. It's like in Indiana where they have like Brownsville right next to Whitestown. That's real.
I know.
It's outside of Indianapolis.
I know.
It used to be called Redskin Town, so they lobbied successfully. So finally it's Indian Town.
They're making some changes.
Right, it's an improvement.
Indian Town. A woman jailed on DUI and drug charges got in more trouble after investigators report she spent quite some time extracting stuff from her rear end.
What?
Extracting. Okay, we're talking about a prison wallet situation.
Yeah.
I see.
This
is passing.
Yep. A legitimate fanny pack.
By the way, and if you were to call it the Mule of Indian Town, could be like that to me is an indie movie.
That's a Willie Nelson
ballad. Exactly.
That's an indie movie.
That's an Indiana Jones comic book.
Francis McDormand is the Mule of Indian.
It's like a Vincent Gallo movie. Yeah. Right.
Martin County Sheriff's, which is a county sheriff's office based off the TV show Martin.
Right.
I loved that show.
That show so much. Unbelievable.
Martin County Sheriff's officials about 2 p.m. on July 9th. This is midday. We almost never get stories. Right. Like, we'll get end of day drinking, like 6 or 7 o'clock.
6 p.m. is the 3 a.m. of
day
drinking.
That's the Dumb People Town threshold. You're past 6 p.m.
Should we announce that shirt is coming out?
I thought we did already.
Oh, yeah. We'll announce it again. 6 p.m. is the 3 a.m. of day drinking. That shirt is coming out.
Yes.
Says Dumb People Town on it. You can get it. It's in a beautiful red. You can wear it around. You can let people know that you are a townie. And it's not really saying your behavior is that way. You're just saying we recognize this as
it's
a truism.
It's the time when you either go to sleep or start making terrible decisions. Yeah.
If you've been drinking all day. Okay, so if that is the adage, then what is 2 is about 2 p.m. is about 11.
Yeah. I know, but see, that's the weird thing is because we'll do stories that take place early in the morning and we're like, well, this is a carryover from all night.
It could have been a carryover.
2 p.m. feels like a no man's land.
If you're still awake the next day at 2 p.m., anything can fucking happen at that point.
You're just living a Kiss song.
Yeah.
You just... You're pulling shit out of your ass at 2 a.m. Yes. 2 p.m.
I love how much singing is in this podcast. Oh, yeah. So I just want to say
that. In this one. And she's pulling like, when literally like you know that phrase, like he pulled that one out of his ass. She was literally doing what came out.
About 2 p.m. on July 9th, they encountered Leona Hubbard during a traffic stop in Indian Town.
L. Hubbard.
Yeah. She was in, for some reason... This
like
this,
her middle name is Rhonda.
Right, right. L, she's like, I don't like to talk about that. It's just
L Rhonda.
L Rhonda Hubbard.
Leona.
Rhonda.
Old Mother Hubbard.
L
What's
Rhonda.
In your cupboard?
L Rhonda.
We're about to find out.
My book is called Drinking Addicts. It's a fucking religion.
Yeah. Look, there are a lot of thetans in my ass.
My book is called Wine Addicts.
My book is called Going Everclear.
There it is. We got
At
there.
Daniel Van Der.
Professional comedian, folks.
This next fact of this story, for some reason, tells me like a lot about her. She was traveling erratically when deputies pulled her over driving a Chevrolet Trailblazer.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Erratically is probably generous.
But the fact that it's a Trailblazer, that's like that and the GMC Jimmy have a specific place in this country.
You can really picture it. Just...
Oh, yeah.
And well, she could have easily been saying, I was just blazing a trail.
Right. That's what she's doing.
What
as far
are you
as
doing?
Ass play goes, yeah. She is a Trailblazer.
For some reason, like every Trailblazer I think of is from the early 90s to late 80s, and it's like black with some sort of like gold on the side
You're
of
talking
it.
About the Portland Trailblazers.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
She is the Rosa Parks of people taking stuff out of their ass.
She's not
like
the
Kevin. Her ass is the back of the bus, and she's pulling it all out.
She refused to get up and stop taking things out of her
exactly.
ass.
And every Trailblazer is used. Even when you bought it the year it came out, it was already used. Never been a new Trailblazer.
This is straight off the assembly line, but it's used.
Yeah, right. There's like gravel in the
What are all these stains? Don't worry about it.
Check out this brand new
pre-owned. Came from the factory, and there's a pair of Varnay sunglasses in here don't belong to me.
Those are actually mine. I need those back.
Brand new pre-owned Trailblazer.
Oh, man, I got Trailblazer stories I could tell.
I'm sure you
off
do.
Off mic. Like jumping roads. It was bad.
No.
Okay. Where was I?
Oh, so
here we are. A deputy reported smelling burned marijuana. Not fresh.
Burned.
It's gone. It's inside her.
And spotting a vape. Leona Hubbard's eyes were glassy. Her speech slurred. Records show. Mm-hmm. Hubbard said she'd been at the doctor's office where she received Botox injections. Mm-mm. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, it is.
Your eyes get glassy.
That's actually a really good excuse, though. Like, you look high as hell. That's all Botox.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, man,
I'm crying right now.
Tell that. Exactly. I am clear as a bell.
She said she was taking Xanax and other medications for medical treatment. So she's trying to cover all of the... Yeah.
She's like, I can do this. Out of it with this story.
You know she thought she could talk her way out initially.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I love. She agreed to take field sobriety exercises, which is always the first mistake.
Never agreed.
I'll do it. I'll do it right now.
What do you want me to do?
No. She definitely.
You want me to say the alphabet? What'd you call it? What'd you call it? I didn't say it.
Backwards alphabet?
There's definitely a moment where she was like, are you saying I can't do it?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What? No, she didn't do anything, and she's like, what else you got?
Right, like, you haven't started the test yet.
You haven't done anything yet.
I don't think you've done anything yet. Actually, I pulled you over. That doesn't count.
Step out of the car,
you do
man.
It first.
Yeah, that's not. I'm not the one who goes.
You do it.
Okay, I'll go, and then you're going.
You do it.
You touch your nose.
Come here, touch my nose.
You touch my nose. I'll touch your nose. Ma'am, step out of the car.
Ma'am, step out of the
We're out of the car. No, you're still in it.
Still sitting in the car, ma'am.
I love this. So she agrees to take field sobriety exercises, saying she could perform the tasks. She noted, this is what I love. So she says, I'm going to take your fucking exercises.
Because I can do it.
I can do it. She then says, she says she couldn't put all her weight on her left leg and had a boob job weeks earlier. But was okay.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. But here's
a couple caveats here right off the top.
You gotta know two things about me. I can't put any weight on my left leg, and I just had a boob job. So,
but I'm okay.
Right.
She says with that.
And Botox and some Xanax.
I'm okay.
If the laugh of it. Consists of me standing on my left leg and using my
then I'm not gonna do it.
Right. Want me to sit down and make groaning noises while I throw up,
if that's a test, I'll pass that test. Here's my question: was she referencing the boob job as if to say, "Want to see him?"
Right.
And then I get to drive away?
Right. Exactly.
Or does she think it's related to her leg?
I think she's like. I think in her brain she thought, I can't do anything really physical.
I got some handicaps
like
over here.
I can't do the like the nose,
right.
Arms
I can't
apart
balance
movement.
On one leg, right? Yeah. I can't balance on one foot.
Yeah, new boobs. Your equilibrium is way off. Off. Yeah.
They went in through her left leg to replace her boobs.
Right, standard.
After participating in the exercises, Leona Hubbard was arrested on a DUI charge.
Okay.
Deputies.
No surprise there.
She did not pass.
You're about to. There's two things at the end of the sentence I'm about to say that are going to tell you a lot about her.
Okay.
Deputies reported finding items including vape pens, hash oil, and here we go, brass knuckles in a pocket.
Yes. Yes.
No one owns brass knuckles that doesn't want
to
fight.
She is ready to rumble at all times. Dude.
But like, not just rumble them. In like a current day sense, like in the book
right.
The Outsiders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys, you know how Indian Town is. You have to be ready to throw it down at a moment's notice.
If I see a group of socias coming my way, right, exactly. I'm going to start pounding some ass.
Yes, it's right. About to stay golden, motherfucker. Brass knuckles, like if you own brass knuckles, right. Take inventory. Because right. No one who's doing fine has brass
knuckles.
You're
on some Gangs of New York shit at that point.
Yeah, or like it's... you want to fight, right. And you want to kill somebody.
You don't own brass knuckles just in case. Like, I can understand owning a gun just in case.
Brass knuckles are a proactive measure.
That is right. Like,
I'm starting this fight.
That's right.
Right. I'm finishing this fight, and I'm starting this
and
fight.
I'm starting it.
Because, I mean, even just if somebody's like, yeah, this, you know, like, if you know what a fist pack is, if you've got something in your car to use as a fist pack,
yeah.
You're a half a step below brass knuckles. But
you're saying, I know a fight's going to happen and I'm going to be
and I'm going to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, good for her. She's a single woman.
Good.
Yeah, Indian Town's rough. Yeah.
At the jail, a corporal reported Hubbard tried to put something in her rectum. Now, I'm going to finish this sentence.
Oh, God.
And this is where Greenlee really starts to shine.
Okay, come on, Greenlee. Show your...
Give it to us.
At the jail...
Show your Pulitzer Prize.
A corporal reported Hubbard tried to pull something from her rectum, the last section of the large intestine that ends at the anus.
Oh, wow.
Thank you,
Greenlee.
Painting a picture.
Painting a goddamn
letting
picture.
Everyone who's already a human know what a rectum is.
So here's the thing that I think Greenlee suffers from, and we saw this in some of his other articles. He thinks that he's writing the article for the woman who was arrested.
Right.
You're an alien.
You're writing for a bunch of people who are actually reading a newspaper. You can assume a lot of stuff
yes,
about those people.
You're right.
Basic knowledge of the general public.
Right. But if you've picked up the TC Palm and you're reading it in Florida, you've already separated yourself from so many
basic
other people in Florida.
Basic rectal knowledge can be assumed.
You know what a rectum is. 80% of Florida thinks the news is TMZ.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And the rest of Florida, if they're reading the paper, you don't have to tell them what a large intestine is.
Right. Like if they don't have the TC Palm, they're off arguing with people on Craigslist.
Yep. Thank you.
Sure.
So at the jail, she tried to pull something from her rectum, which we just learned what a rectum was. Quote, he stated she'd been at it for quite some time. Deputies then fished out two plastic baggies from the toilet where Hubbard was sitting.
Oof.
Dissolved pills were in the toilet. Mm-hmm. Leona Hubbard said, quote, nothing was in the baggies.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just empty ones in case that
look,
you keep.
I stick bags at my ass because how often are you like, where are my bags?
Yeah, where are my
I want an empty bag.
I want an empty baggie, and I want that possibly
to do you
to
think I have pockets?
System.
Quote, this is the cop, corporal, whatever. I pointed out that no one would attempt to hide nothing and asked what was in them. So he feels like he's checkmated.
And you know, that's just good police work.
Right. And asked what was in them, a report states. A report is a written or verbal
account.
No, you're joking now.
Of a memory or incident given to convey information after the fact.
That is not true.
I made that part.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
Dan.
You almost...
You tried to Greenlee. Greenlee, you can't do that. Can't out Greenlee.
I'm not familiar with Greenlee. I didn't know about.
You are
her.
Now. You are now.
She quote. She refused to tell me and stated they were empty bags. I'm not telling your ass again that this
they're
coming out of my
sticking
ass.
Sticking to the story. Smart
empty.
Move.
Yeah.
Empty bags.
Empty bags typically are stored in pantries as opposed to rectums.
That is not true.
That's Greenlee.
No, it's not. No, yes, it's not.
We might start a new game, Greenlee. Greenlee
it's a good game because I can't fucking tell.
I'm going to read it to you in full.
Oh, wow.
Greenlee or Meanlee?
Right.
He's gunning for the Pulitzer.
Quote,
he's gunning.
She refused to tell me and stated they were empty bags. Empty bags typically are stored in pantries as opposed to rectums.
Wow. No!
Greenlee wrote
classic
that
Greenlee.
Diabolical.
Print. And they tell you Prince dying. Come on.
Yeah, it's alive and well as far as I'm concerned.
Holy jeez.
Leona Hubbard.
Tell it like it is.
Leona Hubbard of Indian Town. Was arrested on charges including driving while license suspended with knowledge. So she knew, I guess. Mm-hmm. Possession of less than 20 grams of marijuana, possession of hash oil, possession of drug paraphernalia, introduction of contraband, and tampering with evidence.
Wow.
Yeah, because she...
And the introduction of contraband means she brought it in her ass into the jail, right? And then tampering with it is taking it out and throwing it.
Is her asshole Exhibit A or Exhibit B?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Right. First, I'm going to explain to you what a rectum is. Then we are going to take a look at
You're all familiar with the large intestine. Now, if you look at this chart...
Yeah, I like that he's assuming that... you know, people are way more familiar with where the large intestine is than they are their asshole.
Yeah, by the way, large intestine is a lot harder to explain.
We're going to get out of here on this because it's time to play Guess the Aging.
Oh, okay. God.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys, how old is Leona Hubbard?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Carl Hess, you are our guest, so you can go first, Tig, which is second, or third.
You want to go first?
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Okay.
So now you kind of know about this woman
She's
a little bit.
She's got a pocket knife, brass knuckles, trailblazer.
This is Florida?
It is
I feel like it could either be like
it's Indian town.
17 or like 53.
She had Botox. She had a boob job.
I'm going to go 44.
Okay. 44 years old. Okay, Randy or Jason, who would like to go second?
I will. To quote the Beastie Boys, brass knuckles. Those funky knuckles. I'm going to say this woman is a solid 51.
Okay.
And she got the boob job to stay young, and she has the brass knuckles to make sure no one else looks good around her.
Okay.
I think she's 41.
41?
41. I think she's
41
but definitely a great grandmother.
Well, guess what? I'm going to show you guys a photo of her.
Yes, please.
And if we're still not going to know. If you want to change,
okay,
you can.
This is fun. I like this.
I want to see the photo.
Okay. Randy, what did you say?
41.
And Carl, what did you say?
I said 44.
44. And Jason, what did you say?
51.
Okay. Do you want to change your guess?
Oh.
No.
I actually think I want to keep my guess.
I want to keep mine.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Townies, get your answers in right now. While you're doing that,
if you join the Facebook page, you can see her.
I know.
So wait a minute. I want to change mine.
Okay.
59.
59.
Wow. Okay. Highball. Okay.
Okay.
Not a lot of wrinkles on that face. That Botox shit works.
Oh, there are a lot of wrinkles on that face.
But not as many as there were.
Townies, this is your chance to look at the photo, or if you're listening wherever you are and you haven't looked yet, get your answer in now.
Every wrinkle on her face denotes a bag of crushed up pills that have been hit.
Right, exactly.
Eyes.
You can count it like rings on a tree. Like, yes. How much math?
I will tell the listener if you aren't getting to look before you put your guess in, she has bangs. So let that sway you however you would like.
Right.
Before we give that, though, since I like to do these on the minis, now we should do our plugs. So tell people where they can follow you, Carl.
Oh, yes. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Carl Hess. That's K-A-R-L-H-E-S-S. You can follow my podcast. It's at YapPod. That's Y-A-P-P-O-D on Twitter and Instagram.
Yell at Pate.
As far as anything?
Yelling at Pate.
Next future, closest date
tonight. This drops on the Friday that tonight we'll be in Ann Arbor for two shows at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. And tomorrow, two shows in Ann Arbor, 8 and 10:30. I believe they're probably going to be close to sold out, the early shows. Late shows will probably still have some seats available, but please come out if you're in the Detroit area. And then we're working on a date to possibly do a live Dumb People Town at Largo in L.A. Ooh, so we're working on that, which would be really fun, too.
Yep.
So check all of our calendars, superscholars.com, to check all that stuff out. And, of course, join the Drip.
Yeah.
Join the Drip campaign.
We're on our way to getting Jan Flato his money back.
I know. It's and we're going to start doing guest reader stories from the townies. So
yes,
if you want
to
be one of those people, make
level.
Sure you get in on that.
Amazing.
I will let people know that on the day that this drops, I am in Lafayette, Louisiana for the Together Tour. I'm on tour right now. And tomorrow night, I will be in Baton Rouge. So if you're in and around any of those areas, come hang out with me. And the second leg should already be announced by now. So go to DanielVanKirk.com.
Bring those brass knuckles out.
Bring those brass knuckles.
I'll sign a brass knuckle.
How old is this lady?
You ready?
Yes.
Leona Hubbard.
L. Rhonda Hubbard.
Baggies in her rectum. Driving a trailblazer.
Queen of Indian Town.
Brass knuckles and a pocket knife.
Queen of Indian Town.
Recent boob job. No weight on the left leg. Is 38 years old.
Oh! She looks terrible!
I should have stuck with 41.
I know.
Damn.
You should have stuck with 41.
God, you didn't trust yourself. By the way,
she looks like she could be our mom.
Wow.
She looks like a 59-year-old.
To be fair, it is a grainy photo, so maybe in HD it would look better.
Also, but she's probably taken some hits from Brass Knuckles. She's not the only one with brass knuckles in Indian Town.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no, right. She's probably taken some brass knuckles.
You fight brass knuckles with
right, brass exactly.
Knuckles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We've learned anything.
You bring brass knuckles to a brass knuckle fight. Sure. Thank you, Greenlee.
Sure.
Oh, Jesus. Man, what a great story.
That's a mini.
Thank you. There's a mini. Follow Carl Hess. Join the drip. Join the Facebook page. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum dum dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.